Today is Monday the 3rd of June, the feast of St. Charles Lwanga and Companions, in the ninth week of Ordinary Time. The monks of Plusgarden Abbey sing Domine Praevenisti Eum. Lord, you advance to meet him with rich blessings. You have placed a crown of precious stones on his head. As I listen, can I ponder for a moment the blessings the Lord bestows on me, all the things for which I want to give thanks to God? Today's reading is from the second letter of Peter.
May grace and peace be yours in abundance, in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. His divine power has given us everything needed for life and godliness. Through the knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and goodness. Thus he has given us, through these things, his precious and very great promises, so that through them you may escape from the corruption that is in the world because of lust, and may become participants in the divine nature. For this very reason, you must make every effort to support your faith with goodness. And goodness with knowledge, and knowledge with self-control, and self-control with endurance, and endurance with godliness, and godliness with mutual affection, and mutual affection with love.
The reading speaks of the gifts that God has given us. Take a moment to ask God to show you some of the gifts in your life. of friends, or family, or situations, or personal gifts. All the things that bring you life, energy, and lightness of heart. As you consider these gifts, ponder how they can help you to come closer to God, how they offer you opportunities for faith, generosity, patience, or love. Listen again to the reading. As you listen, notice if there is a particular gift that you desire, or one that particularly appeals to you.
May grace and peace be yours in abundance, in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. His divine power has given us everything needed for life and godliness. Through the knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and goodness. Thus He has given us, through these things, His precious and very great promises. So that through them you may escape from the corruption that is in the world because of lust. And may become participants in the divine nature. For this very reason, you must make every effort to support your faith with goodness, and goodness with knowledge, and knowledge with self-control, and self-control with endurance, and endurance with godliness, and godliness with mutual affection, and mutual affection with love.
Take a few minutes now to talk to God as you might to a friend, giving thanks for the gifts in your life and asking for what you desire as you come to know God Himself. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end.
Amen.